Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Lindsay Perlman, Senior Vice President at Travel Leaders Network. And we got also Seth Burton, VP Distribution Advisor Workflow for Internova. And we are going to listen, if you're an independent travel advisor, if you're a new travel advisor, you got to stay tuned because we're going to talk about an exciting new graphical booking tool, especially for those who don't have necessarily access directly to the GDS here on Insider Travel Report. So guys, help me out. So if I have this question, maybe some other people do too. So Sabre comes out with Sabre Red 360, right? Wasn't that like the first part? Yep. And then Internova, Seth, you saw the value in the way we said for new and independent travel advisors. And then you worked together thousands of hours to come up with Sabre Red Launchpad. But then we're going past that because you've got also Snap, Internova Snap. So I just want to understand the flow through that, and then we can talk about the specifics. So who wants to explain that history part?
I'll take a stab at it. So Sabre, GDS, very traditional, still, whether clunky. People agree or not agree, yeah, wonky, clunky, native Sabre, all the difficulties. But at the end of the day, still the best way to amalgamate all products and services, right?
Good data.
Great data. So now you have traditional, which is really heavily kind of corporately focused. And that's where like 360 comes into it, right? So this is a platform that GDS savvy agents who are used to native Sabre can use that to handle corporate bookings and much more complicated ones. Now, if you flip over and you take a look a bit more on the leisure side, just the nature of the beast is different, right? So the idea was Sabre comes up with Launchpad, which is their product and their platform. We basically jumped in on this and basically said, okay, well, how do we take this and make it our own, right? So the big difference for us with Snap is that we're not necessarily saying, here's a platform to use. We've taken Snap and have integrated it totally into our network and into our system. So you have everything that you need from Sabre, all that content rolled up into a bow. But then we now layer in all of our air deals, all of our hotel deals, all of our car deals. So what now happens is that you have an agent who's, let's say, brand new, an IC. They're not native savvy on Sabre, nor are they ever going to be. But they're looking at ways of making extra money. Right. So these are dollars that are left on the table now by using this platform, which is a single source platform. They're not toggling all over. So there's a lot of efficiencies on it and they're generating additional revenues by selling air, which a lot of people are terrified to do and usually spend more time staying away from it than actually taking advantage of it.
Got it. So are we going to be talking about Snap only? Or do we also talk about the Sabre Red Launchpad? Because when I was reading about it, I know that some travel advisors can use the Launchpad and then Red 360 and go back and forth depending on how complicated the thing is.
Sure.
But does Snap handle it all and there's no, it just stay there?
Yeah. So Snap is a single source, no native commands. Everything is graphical, point and click, easy to use, right? And just to speak to Launchpad, Launchpad exists because of Internova. Internova directed in partnership with Sabre the entire building of this product from proof of concept to testing, deploying QA. We have pilot advisors on it right now. They were actively booking every day, and we've been getting their feedback, and it's really helped shape and morph and bring this into a product that did not exist 2 weeks ago, right? When the launch decision was communicated out.
Yeah, so I was thinking we were going to be talking about the work you did on the Sabre Red Launchpad, but it goes beyond. So Internova Snap is then that plus all the other products. Is that what we're saying?
Internova Snap integrates into all of our other products. So our back offices we have automated the complete onboarding and single sign-on process into this platform. So nobody needs to manually set anybody up. Nobody needs to remember a username and password. We have an internal system. You come in and click on the snap button, boom, you're in here and you're booking, right? It takes all of that out of the picture.
And you can do everything that you anyone else could do with the other tools. I mean, NDC, you know, go through the list what you can do.
Yeah, and honestly, NDC is so much easier in this platform. Advisors don't see a difference, although we do tell you if you're booking between NDC and traditional fares. To these advisors, it's completely transparent in terms of the booking flow, in terms of the fulfillment process. We handle all the complexities behind the scenes, so they don't need to know the difference between what type of content source they're booking. But we do bring in traditional EDIFACT fares. We do bring in, you know, the NDC fares, low-cost carrier API fares in terms of air. For hotel, we're bringing in all of our preferred suppliers, GDS content. We're also connected up to another Internova company called Bonitel, who wholesales and distributes rates out. So we're able to offer that content in the system as well. And we're just going to be adding more content from here. So this is our starting point, and we think that it's a pretty robust starting point.
Well, let's talk about Cruise Complete also. Is that a part of this?
So they're not like directly tied to each other, but they integrate together, right? So if I'm in Agent Universe, which is our internal platform for TLN, I can seamlessly launch into Cruise Complete, book my cruise, say, oh, now I need to go book air, car, and hotel. It's one more link that I click and I go in and I can just now book, you know, their air, car, and hotel for that itinerary.
Got it. Okay.
And we do offer platforms that can merge all of those itineraries together into one pretty little bow that you send to your customer.
And I know, not from personal experience, but from talking to our travel advisors, that group bookings can be a pain. How are they here?
Sure. So we support up to nine passengers in a booking, and that's not counting infants that sit on your lap. So up to nine infants if you have nine adults, right? So 10 or more is still, you know, because of the way the airlines are, they will always consider that a group booking, right? And we have our own group booking process here that we're working on, a solution that will help those advisors. But nine people, we have people booking nine people day in and day out in this tool.
Great. And so I'm just thinking, so that's coming up. You're going to make that more robust. What about multiple payees, easy, hard?
Splitting your form of payment. So you can split it amongst the different verticals, right? Between air, car, and hotel, you can, you know, put different payment methods. If you wanted to split that payment out for the air, right now you would just book them separately. So it's easy enough to do. You just book it with one form of payment, book it again with another form of payment.
Right. And I assume it can be used on any device, correct?
So we are working on like mobile friendliness, you mean, like on my phone? Yeah. That's something that's coming soon. We've made progress there. But we do recommend right now you have like a iPad type screen or larger. But we do imagine that this will be responsive enough to use on the phone in the future.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this, that we were talking earlier, change is hard. The seasoned travel advisors who are used to the old way, will they embrace this, and why should they?
Sure. Well, honestly, they'll be forced to embrace some version of a graphical solution because of NDC and the changes in the marketplace. So what we've done is just said, hey, we need to reinvent this, right? If we're going to go to graphical anyways, we need a graphical solution that's going to work for new to industry as well as seasoned agents. So we do have seasoned agents reviewing this tool, providing us the feedback, but some of the more advanced functionality will still be left to them to perform in a more advanced system. So that's why we're targeting this right now towards that new to industry, or, you know, just a younger generation, or people who embrace change and technology, right? Because eventually you're going to have to. And if you don't, then you're, you know, your future is, you know, to be determined.
But I was also reading that it's easy to pass it.
Sure.
You can pass it along.
Oh, yeah, because it's Sabre, right? At any point in time, I can phone a friend and say, hey, this is too advanced for me, right? So that's there as well. Today.
Right. Now, as we're talking, Lindsay, are you thinking of things that you need to put in little sidebars, little comments?
You know, Seth has done a great job with it.
That talks a lot.
Well, because you've been living and breathing the product for a long time, right? So I get it. I guess I look at it from a couple of different lenses, right? One of them is, and Seth's kind of touched on all of it, is, look, the industry is changing, right? We've seen this rapidly. Like, if you go back 10 years ago, you know, it was doom and gloom in the days of the advisors were dead, right? Advisors and bank man, bank yep. tellers, right? Mm-hmm. Now you flip past, you know, the horrific situation with COVID and all the rest of that stuff. And now there's this massive demand. I mean, you're seeing this huge growth with new to the industry. So it's really not so much about saying that veterans of the business are going to disappear. They're going to retire and hopefully well and on a beach someplace. But anybody coming up into the business now, you know, you can't even sign up and take Sabre training. It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's a vacuum there. And one of the things that Travel Leaders has done really well coming out of the pandemic was evolve the business to meet the needs of the future, not react. So NDC is a prime example of this. The sky was falling with NDC. This system turns around and says, don't worry about NDC, right? It's just more rules on how the bookings, we'll handle the rules. You make the bookings, you'll earn more money. And at the end of the day, that's what we need to drive. It's about driving additional revenues, right? Everywhere else kind of squeezes. Where can we make people more money? Now, selfishly, it puts us ahead of the game in the industry from a Travel Leaders perspective. The launch of this program is exclusive to Travel Leaders Network, right? From a preferred supplier perspective, it's another form of a distribution channel. It adds value to our preferred partners, right? That drives additional revenues for everybody. So it works out really well. So new to the business, for our agency partners, it's great. It drives efficiencies. You have all these different elements. So Seth drives the technical stuff of it, which kind of makes sense. I'm taking a look and going, okay, if I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this going, so what? It's a big deal, right? So that's why we're excited.
Yeah, now, so how can Insider Travel Report help you? You know, we reach out to 126,000 travel advisors. Some are Travel Leaders Network, some are not. And this is very exciting. What's your advice to the both groups out there?
Well, it's an engagement piece. If you don't know Travel Leaders Network, reach out and we'll educate you a bit on what we do and what we have. And I think that's been the surprise, right? People that don't really know us very well, when you start peeling it back on just the traditional stuff, how much cruise space do we have? What access? How big of is our hotel program? All these different things, which are great. For existing members, it's about, look, you already know what we do. Now there's a different way of accessing it and making more money in an easier manner.
All right, so guys, we go out to 126,000 travel advisors. How can they get more information?
For people who aren't familiar, they can go to the travelleadersnetwork.com and inquire about membership.
That's great. Anything else you want to say, Seth, before we sign off?
I'm good. Thanks, Alan.
Okay. And Lindsay, that's it?
Much appreciated, Alan. It's great. Hey. We're very excited.
It's been a pleasure. We love being a cheerleader for all our travel advisors who are watching. Thanks. And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.